The best of Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
As you know, every Thursday morning we invite Reverend Shona into the studio to come and have a chat with us. And she's here this morning. Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. It's going to be a beautiful day.
It is. It's beautiful out there already.
Mm. And I sort of feel that we're getting into the festive season already. I'm feeling, I don't know, October, November's around the corner. It's like, I like this time of year.
It's a beautiful time of year.
It is. What are we talking about this morning?
Today I want to talk about navigating liminal spaces.
Yes.
So when I look at liminal spaces, it's that space in between things where the outcome will change.
I was about to ask what a liminal space is. Okay, so there we go.
So it's where you have to wait.
Yes.
And there's nothing you can do. Mm. You just have to wait.
Right.
And then the outcome will change your life one way or another. So we recently elected a new Anglican bishop in Johannesburg. And
right.
We were sitting there. You can imagine the scene. 62 priests, 200 congregants. You have your first ballot.
Right.
And while they're counting the votes, you just have to sit in silence and wait.
Oh, wow.
And a bishop wields tremendous power, so he would impact all the lives of the people sitting there as well as thousands of others.
Mm.
And so you wait in tension and stress, wondering who's going to be elected. And it's that sort of space where you're just sitting waiting. And eventually, after the seventh ballot, we elected a bishop.
Sure.
But it's sitting on the cusp of change. So others would be waiting for exam results. And I was thinking about it because we've got people writing exams now.
Yeah.
But tricks are starting.
Yep.
Varsity students are starting.
That's correct.
And the outcome impacts their life. Mm. If you think about, I know when I had the diagnosis and they thought I had a cancer in my spine, I went to see the oncologist. So it was before the biopsy. And you sit there waiting. And then you have the biopsy and you wait for those results. And I've sat with many parishioners in that space. It's not a comfortable space to be in.
Mm.
Because the outcome does impact the rest of your life. And I just thought today, if people are sitting in that space wondering what's coming next, how they're going to go through it. And as Bunny said just now, and I think she said, it's a very uncomfortable space to be.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a nice place to be. So how do you navigate it? And I think the first thing for me is to pause, slow down and breathe. Just practice your breathing and focus on it. Breathe in, hold it, breathe out, relax.
Yeah.
And realize that in this moment, you're still okay. The second thing is to bring yourself even more present to your body by looking around and naming five things you can touch. And then consciously listening. What can you hear? There's little cars, voices, birds, whatever. But it helps you come back into yourself and not get into that panic mode, that really stressed out mode. What can you smell? When I lead a meditation, I often start by asking people, what do you feel? What do you hear? What can you smell? It brings you back into yourself and stops your brain spiraling out of control. And in the oncologist room, I asked myself, right now, what's changed? I'm still me. So there might be something in me that's not right, but I'm still me.
Mm.
And I think it's important to realize that. So if you're sitting writing an exam, I know people sit in those exam rooms, and I've been in them many times, and you can feel the stress and the tension and whatever.
A sheer panic.
Yeah. Yes, the ship. Because the panic doesn't help you think clearly.
No,
no, absolutely.
So bring yourself back into that space. So if you're in that liminal space at the moment, just stay grounded, breathe, center yourself in yourself, and remember 80% of what you're worrying about isn't going to happen. And we can navigate the other 20%.
It's a good point, because your mind can run wild if you don't know the answer. And as you say, you sit there, and I mean, it just, and it actually, it sort of compounds.
Mm. Yes.
And before you know it, there's absolute chaos happening, and you don't need to have that.
And sometimes it's not necessary.
Yeah.
So like my case, it was benign, so I didn't have to go into that spiral.
Mm.
So we just need to breathe, ground ourselves. And if you're writing exams, if you're in a liminal space, just ground yourself, center yourself. Calm down, calm your brain down, and realize that you're still you. And even with the outcome, there's probably something you can do about it.
Good words, yes, and good advice. Thank you for joining us this morning. Shona, of course, will be live on air between 6 and 6.30 on Sunday morning, and she'll be on our socials very soon as well. Thank you. Have a lovely, lovely Thursday.
Thank you. You too.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.